The ceiling grant has also been made a responsibility of the guest fund, and the guest fund has actually transferred the money to the ministry. The ministry is now disbursing it because I know what we have done. So I know that for the end of the year, we'll make sure we get it long before then.
We have made adequate plans to make sure that you will not suffer from the withdrawal of the allowance. Because, again, the guest fund was given responsibility to raise, to increase the amount of allowance that came to you through the tertiary education loan scheme. So they've increased it by 25% so that you'll be able to get 25% more to be able to take care of yourself. And because the salaries have been enhanced for teachers, you are able to pay back within an even shorter time than what was happening before. We are not living for today, because if we want to invest for the future, we don't only want 100,000 teachers out of the school every year. We want 200,000 teachers trained to take care of our children. I'm saying that we cannot take care of training 200,000 people if we paid all the money as allowance and didn't build any hostel.
We have increased substantially the share of the national budget that goes directly to education. So we've done quite a lot. While we have emphasized education, we need now to look at how we can make people even more employable than before, because we have what we call in this in economics a structural unemployment situation. A structural unemployment meaning that the kind of jobs that are available, the training that people have received, does not allow them to do those jobs. So we need to retrain and redirect our educational facilities in order to tackle the unemployment problem.
Now the requirement is for more technical than arts and so on. So we are trying through the funding for education institutions to direct people to the technical sector.